This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, the Royals begin a series tonight at the K against the White Sox. Noah Cameron on the bump, first pitch 7:10. Vern's on deck show at 6 over on the Fan AM. That's because Chiefs pregame is on the FM starting at 8 o'clock tonight. So just a reminder on the programming there. Both Royals and Chiefs on the Fan, but Royals on the Fan AM this evening.
But you will get both right here on the Fan, just the two different split channels. Obviously, Noah Cameron's been so good this year.
What's the promo tonight at the K? I need to look it up. What's the promo? It's the White Sox are in town. I understand. These are big games, big series.
I don't know.
Wasn't the lunchbox thing you were excited about coming up, or is that next week?
I do think it is the school night promos this week. So maybe that was earlier this week. But
oh, did we miss out on that? Did you miss out on your lunchbox?
It is a Bring Out the Blue. It's a Charlie Hustle t-shirt tonight.
Nice.
Against the White Sox. That's a good one. And then it's a, Teacher's Night. They're handing out the tote thing. And then the lunchbox, I believe.
The tote thing.
I don't know.
And Food then, Thermos is against the Rangers. Lunchbox giveaway against the Rangers.
Biker Day. I think you can ride your chopper, as it says, out on the warning track.
All right.
So if you ride a bike. Next up on What's Trending, the Michigan Wolverines have been fined by the NCAA $20 million for their role in the sign-stealing scandal. My murder, Connor Stallions being the name. Outside of that, Harbaugh obviously at the front of that. They've also been dinged with a lot of other stuff. They would be like, it's a long list of, this reduction of visits or this reduction of social media chat content or the stuff that exists outside of that. For the most part, it's $20 million, and Jim Harbaugh got a 10-year show cause penalty. Obviously, he's in the NFL, and he's going to retire. So, the show cause means that. He ran away on purpose. Sidney Sweeney's got a 10-year show cause from dating him. Like, it's not happening, so it doesn't really matter that you gave her a show cause penalty for it, but...
I told Sidney Sweeney this. I can't date you.
In 11 years, you're fine, though.
I just can't.
Someone looked up the endowment for Michigan, and the billions. $20 million is 0.00001%.
Nothing penalty wise, but that's fine. More than it's ever been.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, the KC Current are back at home tomorrow in NWSL play. It's been a while since they've had a home NWSL game. They host Orlando Pride, 3 o'clock over at CPKC Stadium. I'll be out there tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Sporting KC is at Orlando City Saturday night, 6:30 start time for that.
Next up on What's Trending, the NFLPA drama continues. They have now, according to ESPN, had two more of their lead lawyers put on administrative leave as the employees filed complaints against the union's human resource department, alleging failure to follow supervisors' directions, allegations of bullying and colleagues disrupting the union's work with the players and the environment. We obviously know they just found a new NFLPA head. Pablo Torre's already dug into the new NFLPA, and it's not looking good there either. And now they've got two different lawyers on leave. So the NFLPA continues to be in a very, very weird spot. They're kind of a mess right now.
Last on What's Trending, we have numbers now behind the Taylor Swift appearance on New Heights.
Oh, okay.
Staggering numbers. Record-breaking. 379 million Instagram views.
Oh, my God.
61.6 million on Twitter or X. 34.5 million on TikTok, 15 million on YouTube, 1.3 million live viewers if the stream crashed, a gain of 3 million Instagram followers for the show, plus 400,000 subscribers on YouTube, the most concurrent podcast listeners in podcast history. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. What do you mean? The most listened to podcast in history is pretty good?
Most concurrent podcast listeners ever.
That's pretty impressive, honestly.
That is what's trending. My goodness. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, we have a Fan Club Friday. Looking forward to that. It's presented by Circa Sports, Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas. You and I, of course, will be in Vegas broadcasting live next Thursday and Friday. We've got an old friend joining us on the show. We're excited. Andrew Olson's going to bring in some great drinks. We're going to be hanging out with him a little bit, talking some football.
Figure out what he's up to. He's not at his old stomping grounds.
Yeah, we'll have to see where he's at now. Try some new cocktails on a nice Friday heading into the weekend.
Tequila cocktails.
Yes.
You guys like a tequila cocktail?
Let's go.
Yeah. Is he making margaritas? What's he doing? I don't know.
I didn't ask. I don't know. I let the professional handle it.
Yeah. Oh.
He's a very, very, very good bartender.
Cody hates when I do it, but whenever Andrew comes in and makes a high quality cocktail, I always say, well, yeah, this is way better than what Cody usually brings.
Cody will let the
And Cody gets
it.
Upset. Cody gets a little upset.
I think I make
you
a high quality cocktail
when Andrew's
well,
in here.
He does a very
I'll say it again, Drew. I promise you I will, because it's going to be great. Presentation's usually pretty good.
Yeah, he is better in the present. I mean, I got to host the show too. You know, it's kind of difficult to just be like getting my cocktail ready before 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to pay the guy a compliment. Now we're fighting, apparently. Dusty's still mad at me, I think, for a tweet that
threw me off. I mean, we were 4 minutes into the show and we were having a conversation, and all of a sudden Dusty was screaming through Drew's mic in the background.
He stole my tweet again.
And I was like, what are we doing? And he brought up the tweet, and apparently you guys both tweeted almost identical things within 20 minutes of each other.
It wasn't the exact same, though, this time. There was a little bit of difference.
Because you know he accused you of stealing in the past, and it got heated. It got very heated.
He was offended. Well,
because it wasn't true, and it's not true now. Do you know how many tweets there are in the world? I don't see all of them.
Well, the Taylor...
I follow Dusty. I do, actually.
There was
from
a lot.
Every person I follow.
There was a lot of tweets during the New Heights appearance I just mentioned, yeah.
I didn't send any out during the New Heights appearance. And you know what? And one part of
you
the
should
defense,
block Dusty on Twitter. That way he knows there's no way.
Good point.
Actually, he should block you. That way he knows there's no way you're looking at his tweets.
Yeah. No, you can see people's tweets now when you block them, remember?
True.
You just can't interact
them, right?
with it.
If I
block Dusty, I wouldn't see him.
There you go. Okay.
So, yep. like, I'd yep. have to block him. I'd like to point out one thing in my defense. Obviously, I had Jack Caglione on the mind. When I woke up this morning and got dressed at 6
you wake
a.m.
up and the first thing you thought of was Jack Caglione?
Put on the CAG shirt, didn't I? I got up at 6 a.m. I knew that man went 6-for-9 in his first two rehab starts. And then I threw on my Jack Caglione shirt, partially because, and I know we'll have this conversation when he gets called back up. I cannot believe the level of negativity around him because he struggled in 40 games. I sent out that tweet earlier, and 90% of
people
the responses
like to
are
be negative
quad A player. Guy, I guess he'll go 1-for-100 when he gets to the bigs. Nothing but that. And I was like, man, you guys need to calm down.
Yeah, people like to be negative. As someone once said in the last 48 hours or so, you know, you got to view your energy like a luxury item, Cody. You got to view it as a luxury item, and you can decide. You know, don't let anybody else.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's good life philosophy.
Yeah,
you know? I very much follow that.
Cody, right. I am a little bit concerned, though. That the first thing you did when you woke up this morning was not say good morning to your wife or to your kids. You thought about Jack Caglione. That's the first thing you did this morning?
When I woke up this morning, my wife was asleep. My kids were asleep. I got in the shower, and then I got dressed. By the time I was dressed and ready to go for the day, I was downstairs getting breakfast ready for the kids. They weren't up yet. Mm. So my wife wasn't up yet. So there was no other...
Cags on the mind.
I put on my CAG shirt, and then I started making breakfast, you know?
The hamstring looks good. Call him back up. Let's just end this thing, okay? Yep. Someone says, don't you know, Cody, only Dusty's allowed to tweet CAG stats. You can't.
Honestly, here's the truth. I've seen enough. Like, I've seen enough for Jack Hegelian. He can just star for the Royals tonight. I don't need a week and a half of him staying healthy. I'm good. They're going to take their time, which is fine, but, like, I'm fine.
If he's in the lineup tonight and he's fine, it's his first back-to-back, that means after tonight, truly, like, then I'm good. The question would be, can he play back-to-back because of the hammy? So let him play tonight, and if he wakes up tomorrow and he's fine, then call him up Saturday or Sunday, and let's just be done with this.
We can take a step back from the Royals for a minute before we do the all 32, since we're talking little Royals there for a second.
Uh-huh.
We did promise that we would review the first two episodes of the Kingdom documentary that is out on Disney Plus. I think you can catch all six episodes there now.
Correct.
Aired last night on ESPN. So if you watched those last night, only want to do the first two because I know most people probably didn't have 6 hours to watch it as it previewed last night and might not get to all six episodes before we're talking. So if you don't want, and we'll try not to spoil it, but if you don't want too many spoilers, and it's still, I don't know, it's history, so it already happened. I don't know why that would be spoiling it. Let's talk about what we've seen so far in the doc. There were a couple of things that stand out in the positive, and then one that stood out to me, and I know I'm probably alone here.
Are you hating? Are you a hater?
Not hating, but I do think it's just erasing someone from history.
Okay, let's start with the positive.
Completely.
I don't know who you're about to talk about, you're upset about.
You get a really good indication of the franchise. So if you're a Chiefs fan, or you're a young Chiefs fan and you don't know all the history, you get a really good sense of like how much they care about it, their history. When they go to the Chiefs caves to see all the different memorabilia, like everyone's box history,
that,
very cool.
That was really neat when they went to the Metropolis or whatever it is, the underground office archives that the Chiefs have, and Bob Moore, the Chiefs historians there, talking to Chris Jones and Andy and Travis about some of the coolest artifacts that they have around the organization. That was a really, really cool scene. That's something that like I wasn't fully aware of, that how much they had down in this underground cave. And then obviously some of the stuff that they reiterated, I think that people maybe forgot or didn't know, just the influence, as we all know, that Lamar Hunt had on the NFL, and a lot of the things that we see in every stadium and in every game day is because of him. Again, if you're a diehard Chiefs fan, you probably already knew that, but I think for younger fans and people that maybe have recently become fans, that was cool. And then, look, we know some of the personal stuff that Andy Reid has dealt with. I still thought that was hard not to get a little emotional or teary-eyed watching that, hearing that retold and Lewis Riddick talking about the circumstances there in Philly with his son. Like that was a strong moment, right? Very emotional moment.
And he came to Kansas City at a time when they had their own different tragedy, so it felt like a good time for, like, Andy was prepared for, like, what that was going to be like to deal with and coming in. Like, it felt like a perfect marriage at the perfect time between two people. So, like, getting the behind the scenes and him talking about it, I do think Andy works too much. Yeah, he'll be working 20 hours a day, man.
He gets in there like 3:30, 4 a.m., man.
I think anybody who works like 20 hours a day, I think they're like 4 hours a day, they're just repeating work. Get that thing down to like 16, and I don't think you'd notice a tangible difference in the quality. Also, like, for the people like, well, it's working because he's winning Super Bowls, all the coaches work like this. They all work 20 hours a day, and some of them still stink, so it's not helping the others.
He explained it, though.
I think it just needs to be like 16 hours, 15 hours.
Yeah, like he explained, though, why he gets there so early. He basically likes the quiet. He can get more done, you know, and I think we can all relate to that. Now, I have no idea how many hours he could technically work versus, he thinks it needs to be 19 hours, so be it, right? But I'm just saying, he gave his reasoning for, at least in the early morning hours, you know, he's like, it's quiet. Nobody else is around. He can lock in. He can watch film and do his thing at that that point.
So that stood out. I do think for the first two episodes, it feels like just the buildup of this is the Chiefs and this is how they became the Chiefs and this is how they became this dynasty. And here's how Andy got here. And some of the stories we've heard, right? Like Clark didn't let him get on the flight. And I thought the Brett Veach one we played yesterday of his daughter riding Pat no matter what as the draft day, you know, paying homage to that was interesting. And like, for the most part though, it just feels like, hey, here's the history of the Kansas City Chiefs for the first two episodes and where they are as a franchise. Okay, so great. Like, if you like that. There was one...
Episodes, I will say, though, like, once you get in episode three, then it starts getting the game stuff and what's going on. I mean, you know, they talk about Pacheco, the injury, and, like, more stuff like that you start to see towards the end of episode two into episode three. I haven't finished... five and six are clearly going to be about the Super Bowl.
I think so.
But, yeah, the first two set the stage, right? It sets the stage for not just this past year, but the history of the franchise, how they got Mahomes, how they got Andy Reid, and all that.
The one thing that stood out to me, and I'm not, this is not to say that I'm not trying to take credit away from someone else either. Doing an entire episode in which you just pretend like John Dorsey is a human being who never existed and never drafted any of these players is crazy to me. I think it's obvious to this point, and we all agree, that Brett Veach fell in love with Patrick Mahomes. He really pushed for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. He was a big driving force behind why they got Patrick Mahomes. Ignoring that John Dorsey was the general manager of the team when they took him is kind of weird, to the point that they show a clip when they're talking to, like, when Andy, like, when they're getting ready to draft Patrick Mahomes. And they do the, like, he's, like, on Cops getting blurred out. He's, like, out of focus, and they're showing Brett Veach's face as they're talking about the selection. He was still the person in charge. He still had to approve the drafting of Patrick Mahomes. He still had to be on board. Yes, the person under him fell in love with the player and rightfully found this player ahead of everyone. John Dorsey still listened to him. He was still the person in charge. It felt weird that they just ignore that John Dorsey exists ever. Like, they pretend like he is a non-existent person in franchise history.
I can't remember. Were other, like, people's faces blurred out, or is it only Dorsey?
It was, like, out of focus, not blurred out.
Okay. Out of focus. Don't say blurred out.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Foreground,
exactly,
background, right?
I so didn't like, take it that way.
Dorsey's in the background and out of focus. Veach is in the foreground and in focus. Yeah, they're, like, pretending like John Dorsey didn't draft Travis Kelce or Chris Jones or Patrick Mahomes or, like, he was still the GM of record for those things, you know? Like, he is
a part of what, and people know that.
He's a part of what made them great.
And I think people know that he was vital for some of the guys they drafted. But the reality, when you're doing a documentary about the current run and the dynasty that they are, along with the history, is that the current GM is the GM that has been the GM since this run has started. And they're doing it about last season as well. It's like, as much as about the history, it still is in large part about last year and the quest to three-peat. Yeah. If John Dorsey would have been the GM when they won the first Super Bowl and then retired or something, I think you would have seen him in the documentary more. Brett Veach is the current GM. The access they had was for the team facility. Yes, they interviewed Lewis Riddick. They interviewed Alex Smith, was part of the documentary as well. Yeah. I also don't know what the relationship is like with John Dorsey to this day. Remember, he was fired. Okay, like, I don't know. I have no idea. But Brett Veach, to me, should be the face of the front office during this run. Absolutely.
Like, if I were John Dorsey, I'd never let people forget I drafted Patrick Mahomes.
And people know, and that's why he's got other jobs, by the way.
Like, it's like,
he's a great scout. He just didn't know how to manage the cap.
I'm not saying, like, obviously, Brett Veach should be and deserves to be a bigger part of this documentary and the conversation overall. But, like, I think anytime we, like, at worst, I think you have to, or at worst, I think you have to say that they are equally responsible for drafting Patrick Mahomes, because one person, John Dorsey probably had 30 people scouting people underneath him, bringing in players, talking about players, all this, 30 people. And of those 30 people, Brett Veach did the best job finding the absolute best of the thing. He does still have to do it. Like, because if he just didn't like Patrick Mahomes' tape and he's like, then they just don't take Patrick Mahomes. Like, he had to listen to his guy, trust his own scouting. Because I don't think that, like, the way they did it makes it seem like John Dorsey just, like, Brett Veach walked into the office, said, draft Patrick Mahomes. He said, yeah, that sounds fine. Didn't turn on a tape. Didn't watch anything. He's like, yeah, you know what, Brett? That sounds pretty sweet. Cool with me. And then they just moved on.
It was weird to just whitewash
him out of history. They just got rid of him.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what you wanted, though. Like, did you want them to sit down and have John Dorsey give, like, a 15-second clip saying, yeah, you know, Brett liked him, and then I fell in love with him, too. And so I picked up that phone, and I called his agent, and I told him, like, what did you want?
I think it's part of the story. So, like, when Brett Veach is talking about, I saw this guy, it was unbelievable, I couldn't stop watching the tape, a cut shot to John Dorsey being like, Brett came into my office and he wouldn't stop talking to this guy. And when we watched him, it was unbelievable.
Each episode's 52 minutes. I don't think, oh my gosh, they needed to show him for 10 seconds and it would have been fixed. I think what you're saying, Cody, though.
I think that would give more credit to Veach, actually. If John Dorsey were to say, hey, Brett came into my office and he told me about this, and then we ended up picking him and it worked out, that gives more credit to Brett Veach, I think, even more than.
But if he's just like, if there's a clip of him and he said, as a scouting staff, we fell in love with him. And he talked about, from a more general perspective. Dorsey could have talked about the conversations it took to get to 10. Here's who I talked to. Yeah, we were worried they weren't going to take it. Yeah, we did think the Saints were going to jump in front of us because he was the GM making those deals at the time. There's a portion of the Patrick Mahomes stuff that definitively only involves Dorsey, or only he can get inside
the Mahomes doc when it comes later on.
But you would agree, though, like the clip we played of Brett Veach and his talking about his daughter. And that's way better a story in soundbite than John Dorsey saying, "Yeah, we loved his arm angle," and you know, and he's giving his full breakdown for the football nerds. Like, I don't think that was the idea.
Even though he was going 5-7 at Texas Tech, he was putting up numbers.
I'm not downplaying that John Dorsey clearly drafted Chris Jones, drafted Travis Kelce, drafted Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, a huge part of that. But if Howie Roseman
hired Andy Reid,
No, he did not.
Oh no, it was the other way around. I was like, you're right.
No, he did not.
That's right. Dorsey agreed to come. What they hired Reid first. I was trying to remember the order.
Reid handpicked Dorsey at the time.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that was a big look. Everybody in Kansas City knows John Dorsey was. I'm not saying you're wrong that he played a huge role, and I don't know if I'm mad that like he didn't get his 10 seconds of love in the documentary.
I think you're right that I don't know that everybody. I don't know if this is like an intentional effort. I don't think the Chiefs care if you ever remember that John Dorsey was a part of the story. They don't care if he's ever a part of their history.
I mean, they fired him.
So. And just like if he gets if, but that would be like we do a documentary on the 2015 Royals and they just talk to JJ Pocolo. They don't even mention now Dayton Moore was the GM and they won it, so it's not quite the same. But like, it is weird to just like erase someone that had a part. Like they show negative stuff. They show the dark times of the franchise. So it's not that you can't discuss a general manager who was later fired. They mentioned some of the real difficult parts of their franchise's history and why that was a good fit. Stories have their ups and downs. And again, Brett Veach obviously deserves a ton of credit for bringing Patrick Mahomes to the attention of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's clearly the first guy to bring up him as a realistic possibility, the guy that they should draft. Honestly, if you made me to sign 100% credit, I might give him 51-49 even, Brett Veach. But the 49's being ignored here, and it's kind of weird.
Fair or not, I think if the Chiefs would have gone to a Super Bowl with John Dorsey as the general manager, you would have heard his name mentioned. The documentary is about the history, but also the team trying to go back to back to back, and he was not the GM any of those back to back to back seasons.
It's difficult because for the first two episodes, the only taste of the back to back to back part you get is Terry Bradshaw talking a little bit about the three-peat stuff. Other than that, you don't get a ton of that in the first two episodes is kind of like setting the stage.
Yeah, there's four more episodes.
No, I know. I'm saying so far, two I've only seen the two. Yeah. I haven't watched the final four yet. We can give you a review of the rest of it maybe next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing it over the weekend. All right, up next, let's get to all 32, plus the random question of the day here on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Cody and Gold.
Back on Cody and
Carrington
Gold.
Jalen.
Let me Carrington and
we're here.
Cody and Carrington are both upset about John Dorsey not getting his love. I don't think there are a lot of people on Twitter
who actually agree. I don't know if you saw this, Gold, but people were reacting just to the Kingdom show, and there were a lot of people I think that are on your side of they're just not going to mention John Dorsey. There's a lot of people I think that were like that on social media last night.
If you watch that show, you would not even know that John Dorsey worked for the team.
True, but I also wouldn't know that. Know that Scott Pioli was the reason. When they talk about how bad things were, they also didn't mention Scott Pioli. They don't mention Bob Sutton. They don't mention Eric Bieniemy.
It's too far. They don't have to mention every person that's ever existed in the franchise. The general manager of the team.
I just don't know what you wanted.
Drafted
though.
Him.
I just don't know what you wanted.
Didn't get a mention.
Did you guys want the 8-second Chiefs in-house media team clip of him on the phone with Patrick Mahomes, and everybody would have been good? I guess to me, it's. It's very weird. Like how much did you want of him in the documentary? We also don't know if he said no, if he was even offered.
They also
could
have reached out and he was like, no, I'm not talking about this.
No, we don't know.
Who knows?
But just not even mentioning his name is like pretending like he just didn't exist at all, which is crazy.
Yeah, I just don't know how many other organizations, though, when they have for 7 years, essentially, or 3 or 5 years since, gone to Super Bowls, and that GM, that was 2018, I guess, the last time he was really part of the organization, 2017, 2018. Like, how many teams still go back and mention the GM that also didn't win a championship? Like, we talk about Dade Moore because he won a championship with the organization. I don't know how many organizations will consistently bring up the GM that they fired while the current GM is in the historically great run for their franchise.
I don't think they would talk about him in a casual conversation, but when you're doing a documentary about how the team took the most influential player
the
in their
not
franchise
about the draft
history,
pick.
And
the
they
doc
just
is not about the draft pick.
They spent 10 or 15 or 20 minutes talking
about documentary
the draft pick.
Of a 6-part documentary about the player. They probably spent 6 minutes of it talking about the process of Veach and his daughter, obviously, and the story that went viral.
They made it seem like he turned in the draft card. I mean,
I don't think it matters that much.
What you're saying, Cody, is Dorsey drafted three pillars.
I'm saying it's part of the story.
We all acknowledge
that. John Dorsey drafted three pillars over the organization that Brett Veach has helped sustain over all this time. Like, John Dorsey, he drafted those guys, but Brett Veach has been the one that won the Super Bowl and sustained the success as long as it has to build this dynasty that they have.
I think he is unquestionably part of the story, and they made him not a part of the story at all. That's all. He's unquestionably a part of the story of where the Chiefs are, and they've decided to say he's not a part of the story in any way. Like, that's what stands out. Like, for the same reason, you're right. Like, I mean, in a major part. Not like, you know, like you mentioned, Bob said, not the defensive coordinator, you know, not the offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I just wonder, like, what would be the acceptable amount of time where you and Carrington wouldn't be upset about it?
Him
on the phone, like 5 seconds, and we're good. Nobody's talking about it anymore.
Truth is, had they mentioned it at all, I'm not even sure it comes up as a topic of conversation. They didn't even mention it.
That's kind of my point. Is like, that's why I'm not upset. Like, literally, he needed to be on screen for 5 seconds, and it's not a big deal. So literally, we're upset about him not making an appearance for 5 seconds. I don't know. We all know John Dorsey drafted Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes. We all know the winning and what people are going to talk about the rest of their lives. He was not the GM. Sorry. Life.
I just think it's washing out history.
There's plenty of people in business that did all the hard work and someone else gets credit for the success and gets the spotlight. Happens every day in this world.
I don't have to be okay with it.
But I'm just saying it happens every day in
just
this world.
Just because things happen doesn't mean I have to just accept it on blind principle.
But again, you just...
That's the problem.
Just, I asked
what you
just 5
described
seconds.
Is a horrible thing. I don't like that some guy did all the hard work.
That's fine.
And some other dude took all the credit.
I'm
that
just
sucks.
Saying... But Brett Veach has done plenty of hard. My point my point is, though, like, for 5 seconds, if they showed him, you would have been fine. I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't know. I don't have, like, an exact time frame. But, like, yes, he should be mentioned on the based on a part of that. Yeah, he's a part of their history in regards to Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to the random question coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But there is an article out looking at the future of NFL. Oh, I'm sorry. We can do all 32. I forgot you teased that. Let's do that. We can just talk about other teams in the NFL. All 32. Go, what do you got?
Let's start with a player. Think of not getting enough love, Cody. Think of not getting enough love and attention.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Since we're all, we need, everybody needs to get their attention.
Jeez.
Are we dropping the ball, not talking about Cam Ward? The guy that, you know, is the number one overall pick.
I told you that as it relates to the AFC South.
Just in the NFL as a whole, do we people just think he's going to stink? Nope. Like, nobody's talking about him heading into his rookie season. Like, I don't think the Titans are going to be any good. Maybe that's what it is, that it's Nashville. It's a team in Nashville. How many Titans fans have you ever met in your life? Maybe that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. Nashville's a great city, but how many Titans fans? How many people in Nashville care about the Tennessee Titans? Anyway, Cam Ward, I don't think he's going to stink. But there's nobody's even talking about. Everybody's just like, oh, I guess he's just a random quarterback.
I think it's because the draft class, not that it was a dud for quarterbacks, but we didn't have a Burrow to a like top tier guy, like a Caleb Williams. Like, there was nobody like that in this draft class where Cam Ward might end up being a really fine quarterback. But he didn't have the recognition, the push, the Heisman Trophy win, or anything like that to maybe prop his name up a little bit.
I told you, yeah, I do think he's probably being undersold, because I told you there's the reason why he's the single reason why I think the Titans actually still have a chance to win their division. I don't think that they will,
you
but if I'm making an argument for winning the division, this happens in the NFL all the time. Rookie quarterbacks come in the league, they're very good, they take their team from one of the worst teams in the division to a 10-win team. You can win that division with 10 wins, hypothetically, because it's not a strong one. C.J. Stroud did it in that same division.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels did it 2 years ago in his division. And he's the only quarterback in this class capable of doing it this year. So, yeah, he should probably get a little more buzz. I honestly think it's as simple as he plays in for the Tennessee Titans. I think Caleb Williams got
forgotten
more attention
kind
because
of team. Forgotten
Chicago
franchise.
Bears. It's the Tennessee Titans. I think that that might be a huge part of the issue. I was trying to think of the most recent example of a guy taken really high for a meaningless franchise.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, I guess, in a way, but Trevor Lawrence was the perfect quarterback by all the people's accounts. So it's a little bit different, but the Jags seemingly fit that billing.
Although, in fairness, you know what? We were buzzing up. You know what? My argument doesn't hold a lot of water when you think about the most recent example that this would apply to is Bryce Young.
Yeah, Panthers.
And Bryce Young got plenty. And the Panthers are a meaningless franchise, and he got plenty
it's
of
weird.
Talk.
Nobody, just nobody
before
talks
the start
about
of the
Cam
NFL
Moore.
Season. Yeah, it's, so you're probably onto something.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
I'll stick to quarterback as well. But instead, one who recently just had surgery, Jordan Love. We should discuss more that this is a very, very important season for whether Jordan Love is just going to be an average NFL quarterback stuck in the muck with every other person on the planet between 13 and 17.
Drafted wide receiver in the first time.
Or if he's going to be deserving.
Forever.
Yeah, he's going to be deserving of being a quarterback who gets discussed in the top 10 range. Right now, his first two seasons of a starter have been good. Very good. In some cases, I'd say his first year as a starter. Last year, pretty mediocre yardage, pretty mediocre touchdown to interception ratio. He has an injury. His team has been mediocre to go with it. 9 wins each of the last two seasons. I think he's kind of in a, if you don't make it happen this year, I'm just going to stick you with the rest of the mediocre guys. I'll give you one more chance, but then you just got to go lay with everyone else who I don't care about on any given Sunday.
What would that be, though? Like, would you include him in the conversation with in the section
the tier
with
three guys
Herbert?
We mentioned the other day.
So Herbert, you include him in that conversation?
No, Herbert's still
Herbert's
above. He's put up better high. Numbers. He'd be down. He'd be the tier three.
So
everybody
so
lumped
so
into
it's
tier
numbers
three.
Thing.
He'd be
it's
with, yeah.
Him putting up more production.
Brock Purdy. He can go be with Brock Purdy in that group.
He's better than Brock Purdy, though.
He's in the same grouping.
Okay.
Is he? Is he better than Brock Purdy?
Yes.
Last year, Jordan Love finished with 25 passing touchdowns, 11 interceptions. The year before, 32 and 11. I'm just going to tell you right now.
He's in the
Brock Purdy has had very similar numbers those last 2 years.
True. In fairness, he is.
Bo Nix is going to be in that same category
20 and 12
for a
and
while.
31 and 11. He had the identical touchdown to interception ratio and more yardage in his first year as a starter. Last year, Brock Purdy had more yardage. One less touchdown and one more interception.
In fairness, it
they're
does
the
help.
Same quarterback.
It helps though when you have Brandon Ayuk, Debo, and George Kittle.
No, they're the same. They're the same quarterback. Better team. Better, you know, like the Packers have had a better roster, haven't they?
What? Then the 49ers?
49ers can't get anybody on the field.
No, the 49ers roster is way more stacked. They were hurt last year, but the roster's
two
way
years
more
ago.
Stacked.
I would agree. Last year, I guess. I'm basing on the roster
were,
play.
And the Packers were up in the fourth quarter of their playoff game.
The Packers, well, I mean, the Packers have a bunch of number three wide receivers. They got like
they
four number.
Gordon, they
he's supposed Jacobs. To be like he's the story of Packers camp. People are very very high on Golden out of Texas, but over the last few years, whether it's Dobbs or other, like it's a bunch of number three wide receivers they have in Green Bay. Yeah. It's weird though, if the 49ers stay healthy this year, can Brock Purdy elevate the team around him? Because Trent Williams is getting old. George Kittle's getting older. Chris McCaffrey's banged up. Is Ricky Pierce all ready to take the next step? Can Brock Purdy help him do that? Brandon Ayuk obviously is still there. Like, can Brock Purdy elevate them? I still think there's actually a lot of talent on the Niners roster. And now with Matthew Stafford dealing with these injuries, the division is right there for the 49ers.
Hey, ironically enough, we're going to keep it in San Francisco because I don't know if I buy into the fact that they're just going to be back in the playoffs this year, mainly because of all the injuries. They don't have Debo. Ayuk's not coming back till week six. CMC's dealing with something. Pearsall
dealing with something.
It feels, and Jordan Watkins, one of their draft picks, is dealing with an issue. Defensive tackle, who they just drafted. It feels like they have a bag full of injuries, and we haven't even gotten into week one of the season yet. And I think part of it, too, is Kyle Shanahan's a great coach, but I don't know if Brock Purdy can elevate others around him the same that we talk about other quarterbacks in the league, where also depends on what you think gets into the playoffs. Is 10-7? Is that Connor Orr had 10-7? Is
that division was won by a 10-7 team last year? I could see it being the same thing. Like, I don't think the Rams, whoever you think is going to win the division,
hasn't even practiced yet.
Whoever you think the favorite, by the way, is the 49ers at FanDuel or whatever. But
what is their over under 11.5 too? Or 10 and a half?
Can't be that high.
No, they don't have the same over-under as the Chiefs, do they? That'd be
I'd guess 9.5, 10.5.
I'm just saying, because if they think they're going to win the division, if they're favorites to win the division, it might be 11.5.
That's 10.5. Okay. Yeah. I think it's very similar to last year. Like, 10 wins will give you a great chance. 11 to me almost would guarantee you win the West, NFC West this year.
I agree with you.
I wonder if because Seattle, we don't know enough about
Seattle.
I don't trust Arizona either.
Arizona, it's just they're just stuck in this 7-9 win range, and they're not bad enough to I don't know.
Like, Arizona's like the Colts were a few years ago.
Kyler Murray is one of the quarterbacks that I talk myself into that if he'd just been playing with Shanahan or Sean McVay this entire time, we would talk about Kyler Murray way more. He would be, because he wouldn't be like the best quarterback in the NFL. But he'd be like the eighth best quarterback in the NFL if just circumstances around him were better his entire career.
He has big moments and big games like twice a year. We're like, wow. Like,
Double XP weekend hits on Call of Duty.
He doesn't see Jaden Hicks
I don't know who the Cardinals play week one. Actually, I think we do. We were talking about it yesterday. The Saints. And now we said it out loud. I think the Cardinals play the Saints. He'll look great against New Orleans. He's going to put up 330, three touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown. I'm like, wow, is it? Here comes Kyler Murray.
Is this the year?
And then the next week, he's going to have two interceptions, including a pick six, and look like dog bleep.
Well, and if you look at the schedule, the Niners' schedule is very easy, I would say, compared to others. Arizona, by the way, their first game is against the Saints on the road.
They better win that game. That's exactly why I knew the Cardinals.
That's the only reason why it came up off air yesterday.
Line says Brock Purdy's better than Justin Herbert. I don't think so.
I would also not take that.
If you put Justin Herbert on that roster.
Just from the complete package of arm strength and everything, Herbert's the better quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's not as far apart as somebody probably thought.
No, it's not a huge gap. No. That is a little all 32. We'll be doing this a couple times a week now that we get into football season. It's one of our favorite things we've done really since year two of the show, I think. It's become a staple. We enjoy doing it. It gives us a chance to talk about some other things on our mind in the NFL. But...
sorry, I was sending Drew down to pick up our fan club guest. He can press that first. All right, thanks, Drew. For you, Gold. For you, Drew, when he gets back. And the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can hit us up on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. We interact with you over there. Like and subscribe to get to the top of the YouTube feed. You don't have to just, again, watch New Heights over there. You can watch us as well. Random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Actually, funny enough, it's about something that was said on New Heights that made me drive it. You were joking about how I probably got really excited about the fact that she was making sourdough bread. Part of the conversation I had around that with my wife when we were watching the episode of New Heights was sourdough became a huge thing during COVID. People had a bunch of free time, so she was a few years behind the trend, I guess, because it became a huge thing and hobby and trend for people around that time. So the random question I have for you guys today, 913-586-7965, is do you have a COVID era hobby that stuck?
Did you
pick up something during that time? And instead of just, I did it for a little while, did it actually stick? And obviously, what is said hobby? That's what I want to know at 913-586-7965.
Yeah, so it wasn't kneading bacteria. I wasn't doing that with yeast and stuff. That was other people's hobbies.
You know? I didn't start. I started bread before. I was ahead of the curve. On bread.
No, for me this is pretty easy. Like a lot of people that have really caused the sports card industry to balloon the way it has. During COVID, I got really into collecting cards again. When I was a little kid, like a lot of people, there was a baseball card store within walking distance of my parents' house growing up. And so they would have like these cheap, $5 packs that would be, put together by the card owner. Like literally it was wrapped in paper essentially. And like you trade them with your buddies or whatever. And I hadn't done anything with cards until COVID. And then during COVID, that was a big deal. Remember, there'd be like Target and stuff and people were like camping out and fighting over boxes of sports cards and stuff. So that's when I got into it, and I've been into cards.
So what was the question?
From the question was, did you have I was going back to Taylor Swift making sourdough. She was talking about it on the podcast. I said it was a very popular hobby during COVID. I was saying, did you pick up a hobby during COVID that you stuck with? So from the 913, Call of Duty helps with hand-eye coordination, they stuck with. Someone says they started drinking more, and that just stuck. Someone says they started getting high, and that stuck.
Well,
someone says, went on my first backpacking trip and now do several a year.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know, because there were plenty of hobbies we picked up, and then people, like, I guarantee there are people that started knitting or baking bread that do not bake bread now or do not knit. Right? Do not actually stick to those hobbies that they picked up.
There's quite a few texts about drinking on the text line. 913-586-7965.
Although there was a study yesterday that said people are drinking less than ever.
Which is nice.
Historically low drinking rates.
We
drink every Friday.
Every Friday. Fan Club Friday coming up in 15 minutes. Looking forward to that. Drew, do you have your answer?
So I guess one that I started to do, which it's become a hobby, but it's still related to kind of what we do, is my college football preview. I started doing that in a more full-time
basis. When's that coming out?
The plan is to have it come out on Thursday, not next week, but the week afterwards.
Okay.
August 28th. I'm really working hard at finishing it. It's going to be 2 pages for all 136
Is there a
teams.
French version of it as well, now that you know French?
There is not.
Well, that's next year.
Multicultural college football
Can
preview.
Can you imagine if I just translated the
a
entire
A French
thing?
Version of my college football preview is available next year.
Just throw that thing into Gemini AI or something.
Yeah, that's true. From
From the 816, started painting Warhammer figurines, but still haven't played the game. Was your plan to play the game? I asked this question too because somebody I knew picked up Dungeons and Dragons and kept playing it. Right, it's like a social game you could do in kind of the long term.
Someone says I was Drew's neighbor's. I was Drew's neighbor's behavior during COVID.
You were getting after it then, chewing it and doing
it.
Yes, chewing it and doing it, man.
Oh my goodness!
People mentioning fishing and DIY projects. I will say I did some woodworking during COVID, and that did not stick. I'm happy to do a project here or there, but I built an entire dining room table and other things out of wood. I didn't just keep building stuff out of wood. I was I'm good. I'm fine. I don't have the shop for it. I'm going to my friend's shop every time I want to build something of that quality or nature.
Shout out to this person from the 816. They learned Italian during the pandemic due to singing opera, ended up with a 1,000-day streak on Duolingo. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Somebody said they got back into building Legos and says they're hooked again.
In fairness, there's one Italian phrase I do know.
Okay.
All right.
Is Italian the one your wife's learning?
No. German is what she's learning. I'm learning French.
Interesting.
I did start Duolingo a little bit for Italian a long time ago. La mangia la mela is I'm eating an apple. La mangia la mela.
The fact that's I'm eating an apple in Italian is the phrase you know.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear that in a movie or something? This feels
an apple.
This is on Duolingo. Okay. One of the phrases is "La mangia la mela."
He repeated that line like somebody who had learned from that bad Brendan Fraser movie when he deals with Elizabeth Hurley as the devil. Does anybody bedazzle? Bedazzle. That was the name of that movie. Somebody else had seen that movie, right? I'm not just making that up.
A lot of people picked up golf, obviously. You just had I don't know if you guys golfed during COVID. Well,
it was so weird that they didn't let you put it.
Thank you, Drew.
The tarp thing in the middle is what they to separate people inside the golf cart.
Some of the things looking back, the way that they you had a claw grabber to grab the stick or whatever. You're what are we doing? That's just one step too far here. I think, we could have had all of the social distancing without that version of it. Someone said they learned to relace and restore baseball gloves. Still a great side hustle.
Interesting.
Hey, that's cool.
Never relaced my own glove. That's crazy.
Someone says I started gaining weight and I'm still doing it.
From the 816, the wife and I started with bees. Now they have 30 hives.
Careful, Cody. Careful, Cody. Stay away from the beehives.
Yeah.
That does feel like, relax. I got to be honest, that feels like a hobby that, like, somehow at 55 years old, you're like, Cody, what are you doing now? You're like, beekeeping.
You know, there are
I've seen it
on Shark Tank. There's definitely companies, whether it's for chickens or even for beehives, where you can buy these kits and have your own like bee, like honey making thing. Wow. Or you same with chickens. Like there's like these companies that will sell chickens. These kits, essentially.
You seem like there's no chance in any part of any stage of your life you'll be talked into something like that.
Yeah.
And if I told you 15 years from now, we're still doing the show, and I said, I just started getting to beehives, you'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be stunned at this
I'm not going to ever raise chickens in my backyard. That's not in my forecast of life.
I guess there's...
I don't think so.
Like yard
this
work
isn't a hobby.
Taking care of them, you know.
But something that came from COVID, I think generally I do now, and we talked about this, I think, previously on another random question, is social distancing is something that I still do on a regular basis, where if I see somebody in front of me, I'm not standing behind you like I used. I'm going to give you
a little space.
And I expect the same from behind. I don't need you right behind me on your phone waiting in line. Like, you know, I think the social distancing was actually kind of nice a little bit for that reasoning. Like,
Drew wants
me have
a bigger
my
personal
bubble.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Do you want a bigger personal bubble?
That's something
that's my
I
random
still
question of the
think
day.
About. It's not COVID related, but it's still.
Would you be freaked out if all of a sudden, if like a clown just popped up behind you in your
hell
personal
yes,
bubble?
I would be. I'd punch That'd you be. Probably. I'll be honest. I'd take a swing.
It's in the back of your mind now. One of these days, man, you just don't know when it's coming. One of these days, it's going to happen.
I can just promise you it won't be Halloween. It'll be like April.
Yeah. It's
like it'll be when you least
like
expect
it. It won't be tomorrow, but it could be 3 weeks from now. It could be 6 months from now. It's going to happen eventually.
Because we know you don't like them. So at some point, we're going to take it back.
Oh, we'll get it on video. Like it'd be so good.
Nope. I don't like them. I don't like scary movies. You can miss me with all of it.
But you watch Scooby-Doo. You don't like scary movies? Constantly solving those ghosts.
Okay. Yeah.
I just
I'm freaking out watching Scooby-Doo. I can't do it anymore. It makes me shiver. No.
There you go. That's the random question of the day. By the way, congrats to this texter. They said they started dating a girl during COVID, and now they're getting married. So there you go. Congratulations to both of you. That's awesome.
Worked out. A little extra
a COVID
free time?
Relationship.
Did you date at all during COVID?
No.
You said no facts.
No.
I'm glad that you said it was a... Yeah. I'm glad you said it. You know, they're getting married. I'm glad you said they're getting married and not something else that we've...
If you can stick out through the Zoom dating
said on accident, you know.
Part of things.
I
said, if you could make it through the Zoom dating part, you probably were determined to get married.
That's the weirdest thing of the whole... Like, going back is... Zoom now, like everybody knows it. And why were we not? There's so many things we weren't doing. Like, we could just do this over Zoom or Teams or Google Meet or whatever. Like...
Yeah.
Skype's out of business now.
They dropped the ball.
I think because
of it. They screwed up.
Skype had it right there. They were ahead of everybody.
And sometimes not being first doesn't mean you get the best product, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Very true.
Although that Skype sounds one of those, like, it's like the AOL dial-up. It's one that I can still hear. Boo, 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 boo. You can hear that
sound. The call sound, yeah.
You can hear that sound. I'm never on Teams. I don't have a real job, but I'm mad. Does that have sounds? That people
I'm not sure. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you don't have a real job either.
No, we don't go on. Ironically enough, I had to enter a Teams thing, but that was because of the Missouri gaming thing today to announce the. But that wasn't. That's the
it
first time
make
I've been in a Teams.
It up
no,
anything?
It did not. Oh, okay. It did not.
Someone says they picked up watching sumo wrestling and still do.
All right.
Oh,
a lot of interesting orders.
Don't forget, coming up later on this month out at Hollywood Casino, a red roundtable with Mitch Holthus, Dane, and Hughes, Friday, August 29th at 6 o'clock. It is free, open to the public, and to get you set for the start of this Chiefs football season. A full Q&A plus a meet and greet. You must be 21 or older to hang out at the red roundtable, as it is at Hollywood Casino. Up next, though, it is a fan club Friday. We've got an old friend stopping by with new goodies. New drinks that'll be better than the ones Cody makes. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.